Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson. Over the last 50 plus years, I have been involved in the health field in one way or another. Lately, that means actually over the last 4+ years now, I have been focusing on guiding people towards their optimal health, leading by example. And I put a few questions down there and I will answer a few. So one of them is, how do I do that? Why do I do that? What prompted me to do that? Why am I sharing this here? And what have I learned over the last few years that I've been doing these things? Well, let me preface this by saying that I am drawing my life and skill experiences from my past and present, and I'm looking into a better, happier, and healthier future for all. What does this have to do with journaling? Wow. Pretty good question, huh? So let's go back. How do I do this? As I said, I was a former nurse, fitness trainer, educator, best-selling author of a stress reduction book, Blog Talk Radio host, and certified transformational health and wellness coach. Those are all titles. But who does that make me? A very caring person who loves to share, loves to help people feel better physically, mentally, and financially. And that's why I love the program I'm actually working with right now. And honestly, I want to see if I can extend it a little bit on my own to get more value to what I'm offering. So I told you already that I've been drawing my life skills and educational skills. I'm drawing from those and learning from it. And what actually triggered all this is I never liked to journal in my life. I did get once a little journal, or we called it a memory book type thing. And I wrote things in there that were for me personally, how I felt. And I always had either grandma or my mom or somebody check in my room to see what they can find, and they always read it, and it did not feel good. So I quit journaling. I said, why should I put my thoughts down to see what I can learn from, what I can do with it, when everybody else is going to meddle in my affairs? That was many, many, many moons ago. Today, I know I have my privacy. I know my husband's not snooping in my stuff. And if it is with my business things, he won't touch it. So there is a mutual respect for one another, which makes it so much easier for me. So the four transparents that I was talking about, and I want to be very transparent here, those are the four most important ones that I'm teaching for a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And those four components are a free health coach, which I am to everybody who signs up with me. We're giving a habits of health system, which is actually a complete habits of health system for habits and health and wellness. And the books were written by Dr. A himself, who was one of the top 10 critical care physicians in the U.S. till he got tired, sick and tired of patching up people, doing surgery, helping them getting better. And then they went back to the old self and ruined everything that he fixed. So that's when he went into preventative maintenance or medicine. And that's why I am actually health coaching with him and his company. So he also has a book that's called The Life Book. And it's pretty sick. It has 26 elements, all very pertinent to our mental and physical health. And there's always space to journal in it. So I started doing that 2 years ago. I started journaling in that book. And what I've learned for myself to see how I'm growing was to put the dates down to the exercises that I'm doing, and to see from like every 6 months or so, I go back and check it, and I can see whether or not I have improved, stayed the same, or regressed. Well, that's the last thing I want to do. I'm here for the growth sake, you know. Every day is a day where we can learn something new, and that is my intention, and that's what I want to teach others. And then the third one is a private community that we have on Facebook groups, private only people who are clients or want to be clients and know what we're doing are in those groups. And there are rules on how to behave in those groups. And the last one is fuelings. That means just the way we eat, what we put in our stomachs or in our mouths, if it serves us or if it doesn't serve us. But the main point I want to focus on actually is the journaling part. And I already told you, I never liked journaling till now. And it is just so amazing what we can learn from that. The thing is, I looked at some journals. I thought I needed a real journal to journal in it. And that's the farthest from the truth that there is. We can start with a little 99-cent notebook from the 99-cent store. You know, the school books that they use, the school notebooks, that's perfectly fine for the beginning for what we do. But once we go into more depth and we want to figure out how we can propel ourselves more forward or move the needle forward. That's the new saying that I've heard. Does it move the needle? That means you're growing your business, you're making more money, you can do more good, you can be a better version of yourself, all these things. So I was looking into some journals, I just Googled journals, and I was shocked with what I've seen. Oh my goodness. Let me see if I can go. No, I can't go back. The first one that popped up was over $300. I earned $400. And I go, what is this? And then I saw it was for every month a journal. But I didn't see inside any value except blank pages. Now, why would anybody with a common sense decide to spend that much money for journals when there is no guidance inside, no purpose inside, no driving force? So I decided to look further. And I was just so very blessed that I received an opportunity to enter a 30-day challenge, and it's called the Better Life Challenge. And Dean Graziosi, who is offering that challenge, and it's a free challenge, and I posted it on Facebook. If you want to go to my page under Denise Thompson, which is DeniseThompson, and it's the one that has my before and after picture in it. Again, I have posted the day 3 challenge. And I go, oh, wow, pretty cool. And I have actually, because I signed up for a course, the challenge is free, but I signed up for a course with him. And I have received one of those journals. And oh, my goodness, I love it. So we'll tell you more about it in just a minute. So that is just something, you know, when you have a little bit more guidance, like in the life book, I have the guidance. I'm asked questions. I'm guided to the point where the question comes in. Can you answer this? What are your thoughts? What are your actions going to be? So it promotes thinking. It makes me reflect, and it allows me to grow from one day to the next, which is actually the thing we want to do, right? I mean, why would we want to stay where we are? And let's say today is January 28, 2021. So January 28, 22, we look back on today. Nothing written down. We have no clue if we moved forward, if we stayed the same, or if we moved backwards. However, when we journal, even just a few sentences a day, and when we do it the correct way or the best way to move the needle, then we can see, my goodness, I have done so much in that year. I never thought that would be possible. And the beauty behind it is you can see that on a daily basis with that particular journal. So what I did is I actually put the link in there for the 30-day challenge. And you can join at any time. Better today than tomorrow because you lose a day. And you can do your challenges. And if you choose, he promotes the Better Life Journal there. You can get it. You know, it's just amazing what it does. Number one, it is very easy to the touch. It has a great cover around it, almost like a banner, but it's removable. And it says, welcome to Better Life, Kill overwhelm and destroy procrastination. That's a big one. So many people procrastinate all the time. Accomplish your goals faster than ever before. Man, that's my dream. And finally, tap into your full potential and learn to thrive. And he has the website below, tblwelcome.com, which stands for the T, better, be, life, L, and then welcome.com. And it says, before you open up, please visit the link to the left to get a welcome video and walkthrough on how to best utilize your Better Life Journal. And I did it this morning, and I was really, really just filled with gratitude that I got a chance to get this particular journal because it has a lot in it to help me. It says on the back of it, this Better Life Journal and its unique process is designed to kill procrastination, create laser focus, reduce overwhelm, and create the fastest path to achieving your goals. This journal is for everyone wanting to achieve more. At the end of the day, we all have untapped potential. And the unique process laid out in this journal will finally allow you to have an unfair advantage to reaching your next level of life faster. After 31 years of using a journal to accomplish things most people thought were impossible, Dean Graziosi decided to share his secret and create the easiest yet most powerful journal ever released. Take the 30-day Better Life Challenge at thebetterlife.com. So that's pretty awesome. And today it was, the challenge was to say no. And I go, why would you want to say no? I was told by a mentor a few years back, say yes and then figure it out. Now, Dean Graziosi says, say no. Well, he said, and that I quote, and I think he got the quote from somewhere, but it's okay. I got the quote from him. So it says, yes, got you to Egypt, but no will get you to the promised land. So you get much further. Why is that so? Because when you say yes, and I was just challenged with this morning, I had another offer from an amazing person who's a multi-millionaire who wanted to offer me a program, and I had to say no. And what it did to me was, oh my, I'm empowered. I set my time free to do the 30-day challenge, which is very short, about 2 minutes every day, and to go to Dean's course that I had signed up for, and to go to his mastermind, all Dean and Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins together. What a powerhouse these two are. And they have some other power people with them. And I just go, wow, I feel so freed up because all these pop-up impromptu webinars or videos or lives, they interrupt the flow of my day. I have my own business, so I need to do everything according to schedule. I can't just say to a client, oh, I don't want to deal with you right now. I'm not going to hop on a webinar. That is not professional, and I can't do that. So now, by starting with this journal, I have it has an introduction, what it will do, why the Better Life Journal, how to use this effectively, support on your journey, and then it has three icons below, introduction from Dean with a video and how to use it, then the Better Life Challenge, and the Better Life Community. On the next page, it says, join a free training with Dean and Tony. Are you ready to take your impact, income, and overall abundance to a whole new level? Well, because you've got the Better Life Journal, you are invited to join Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins on a free online training event designed to help you accomplish all three. Go to deanstraining.com to save your spot. Give a journal to someone you love or get a discount on your next journal. Take the 30-day Better Life Challenge, and it gives you, it's a two minutes a day to transform your lives. An idea not coupled with action will never get any bigger than the brain cell it occupied. That's a quote by Arnold Glasgow. And then it starts, goals without action will never result in anything more than empty dreams. This journal is designed to allow you to get your thoughts, ideas, goals, and actions on paper and keep you on track towards your full potential by taking action each and every week. Enjoy. And then it starts with my top three goals, and then a commitment to yourself, why you want to achieve these goals, how are you going to reward yourself when you achieve them, and then you sign it and date it. So you are actually your own accountability partner with this journal. Then there is some space to journal, and people will always be more impressed with the height of your passion and enthusiasm than the depth of your knowledge. And that was a quote by Dean Graziosi. So that goes for about 7 days. And then there is a totally different page that says needle movers, most important. And it has three columns, today, this week, and this month. And then it's where you put down the things you want to accomplish today, this week, and this month. So you do it according to priority. And whenever you have done something, you cross it out. And like when you look back of today, you can see, oh my goodness, you actually have done quite a bit, more than you thought you would have done. And then you look at this week, did you anything accomplish today that you want to get done this week? Well, obviously you had to. But what you didn't, you moved then over to the today section. And the same with the months. And the way he demonstrated it on the video is so powerful. So this whole journal is filled with quotes that are very meaningful and substantiate what you want to do. Things that you can learn from and learn with, offers that you can take up for free if you choose to, and others that you can pay for. Quite often, it's the more you pay, the more you get out of it, because people don't put in the effort if they get something for free. Another thing that I learned by listening to Dean this morning was we humans have a tendency that we think we have to do everything by ourselves. Well, with that last page that I just mentioned, with today, this week, and this month, you can actually put things down that you can automate, delegate, or eliminate. I mean, just give it 30 seconds to think about it. Can you automate what it needs to be done? Like certain emails can be automated, that they go out automatically. You can pre-write them and schedule delivery or something like that, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. Or you can have an IA person who's helping you and is not with you, but over the internet they can help you do certain things. You assign tasks and they do it. That's delegate. And the things that don't serve you or anybody else, please just eliminate them. Why have that burden on your shoulders when you don't need it? So again, today's challenge for day three was just say no, because yes got you to Egypt, but no, N-O, will get you to the promised land. And that's where I want to go. I want to live my next 30 years with a lot of joy, abundance, freedom. And when I say freedom, I mean time freedom, financial freedom, freedom to donate where I deem it's important to donate. There are so many things. Right now, I post on Facebook that I want to donate $200. It's a fundraiser to help No Kid Hungry. And I'm so far away from it. And my birthday is coming up this coming month in about 2 weeks. Yeah, I think in 2 weeks is my birthday. And by then, I need to have reached that goal. So if you want to help somebody out who needs help, please go to my website and give $5, $10, $20, whatever you want to give, even if it's more. I don't get a penny out of it. I do not want a penny out of it. I do really, truly, honestly want these children to benefit. Because from personal experience, and not to say that I had a bad life, but just sometimes it was a time constraint or I didn't pay attention or something. When you go to school and you're hungry, your brain does not function the same way than you when you have good nutrition in your body. So why should children go hungry? Then they can't learn. When they can't learn, they do not learn to read and write. Communication is behind. They will not amount to as much as they could at their best had they have proper nutrition. And that's why this organization that does No Kid Hungry is a very reputable organization, and I trust them. And that's why I chose them to help, for people to help give me a wonderful present to help children in need. I'm saying that also because just recently I have supported a family that had 5 children and the refrigerator was usually empty and they ate a lot of fast food, McDonald's and stuff because it was cheaper. But where's the quality in food? I'm not saying there's nothing good about it, but I'm saying it is not the healthiest food. And when we have too much fat, it clogs up the arteries and the brain doesn't function anymore and the blood starts clotting and you start having strokes and whatnot. And so why not start life in the best possible way? And so I started supporting them. I taught them how to bake bread. I gave them bread machines and stuff. I even, with my husband together, bought them a van, a 7-seater, so they would have every child in there with them with the car seats and whatnot, because 3 of them were still needing to be in a car seat. And so I helped them. I taught them how to cook. I taught them so many things. And then they moved. So I don't see him anymore. I hear once in a while something. I still love him with all my heart. But the generosity is now focused on other people who are closer by, who I can actually make a difference with. And so I just really, really, since I was a young child, I was always out to helping people. And the journaling, going back to that, is actually now the way this journal, the Better Life Journal, is structured, is actually going to open up opportunities for me, allow me to reach my goals and to reach out and do better for many more people as I really want to make a difference. I want to leave a legacy behind that people know I am real, I am honest, I am authentic, and I am here to make life better for so many people. So, again, this the Better Life Journal is actually very easy to use, especially once you watch the video. And it, you know, you can use it with ease, it has a flow, and it has a purpose. Now, if you ever choose to be on my show with anything that we can relate to healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, which obviously all this does, because when you progress and you do more and you get better at it and you earn more money, you can give more money to the places that are needed and that are reputable sources. I wouldn't just go on the street and tell people, hey, come here, I'll give you $100 or something. No. It needs to have a purpose. It needs to be a good cause. It needs to be something. Yeah, I give friends here and there, you know, a few dollars for something. But the bigger portions of money that I earn and donate are for causes that I truly believe in. So I just want to encourage you, do something. Start journaling. Start writing down today, this week, this month. Cross off what you've done. Carry over to next week what you haven't done and put it to the today if it's that important. Or if it's the end of the month, put it to the end of the week or something like that. But look at the video that's there and start taking the challenge with me, the 30-day challenge. So quick. 2 minutes in the morning for a most wonderful day. And that's what I wish all of you. I also have a couple of gifts that I want to share with you just for listening. And the first one is a healthy e-newsletter. So all I need is your best email address where I can send it to. And you can send me that information to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. And unfortunately, I couldn't hyperlink it because it didn't take it. And the other one is to offer you a free health goal strategy session that we can work on together and see what are your true health goals and why are they there, how seriously do you want them, and then we can maybe even figure out a journey for you to get there together. So I hope you see that it actually all relates to one another, because thoughts without writing them down get lost. And so journaling is actually a way to keep track of everything we think and do. And I will do from today on, as Dean Graziosi does, I will carry my journal with me wherever I go so I can write down what comes to my mind and I won't forget. Of course, if you're driving, please pull over before you write down anything. And some people use the note thing on the cell phone and whatnot. It's not the same because you dictated it or whatnot. But when you handwrite it, it has a connection from the pen to the brain, and that helps already. So truly, it was a pleasure being with you. I hope that this brought you some value. Remember, our health is body, mind, and finances. And I wish you a very happy, healthy, and wonderful week. Till next week, stay empowered.